Well, weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our own community. This morning, we welcome Colleen Davis, Executive Director of Alternatives in Motion, joining the discussion, WGVU's Grants Manager Steve Chappell, a weekly radio segment that is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Steve Chappell, good morning to you, and yes, good morning to you, Colleen Davis, as well.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Steve.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to our special guest, Colleen, and to all of our listeners. That's right, Shelley, we are administering a multi-year grant in partnership and from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, focusing on equity and those organizations that do equity work, with the effort of making this community more equitable for all residents. And Colleen and I were chatting before we came on here that when we look at equity for residents, often it focuses on those that are underserved and people of color, as it should in a community that has over 35% people of color. But as Colleen pointed out, when we're talking about individuals facing disabilities, that they may not factor into discussions on equity and inclusion. So we are very pleased to have Colleen here, and I'd like to explore that topic a little bit.
Colleen Davis, so 101 of Alternatives in Motion, please.
Yes, Alternatives in Motion. So we are blessed to have the trust of the West Michigan community, and they donate gently used mobility equipment to our organization, everything from canes, walkers, manual chairs, power chairs, Hoyer lifts, and then we work with partners in the community, amazing partners from schools to medical facilities, occupational therapists, and they reach out to us on behalf of their clients with disabilities and tell us of their needs. And then we look in our inventory. We have about $400,000 worth of inventory at any given time in our warehouse. And then we place a piece of gently used mobility equipment with persons with disability for almost no cost. We have a small grant where we need to charge $10, but it's almost at no cost to everyone in the West Michigan community. And we have an amazing community van that we purchased last year, so we're able to pick up the equipment when people want to donate it to us, and also we're able to deliver the equipment to persons with disabilities in need. So amazing mission and vision in the community.
What is that moment like when your client receives his or her piece of equipment, for lack of better terms?
Yeah, it's just amazing. It gives hope to entire families. I went to a placement a couple of weeks ago. We were placing a power chair with a three-year-old child that lives in Middleville here. And to see the entire family and how it affects them by him having freedom and independence. And they were denied through their insurance company for this piece of equipment after putting the child through a lot of tests that he faced all the challenges and was very positive through all of it. The insurance turned them down, and so we're extremely happy to be able to support them and support little Quentin out there in Middleville and see all the things that he's just been doing in the two short weeks he's had the chair, and the smile on his face is just speaks volumes.
Great. Steve?
Colleen, I'd like to address insurance coverage, because we were talking about that, and I think that some of our listeners, like me, may not realize that an insurance provider does provide a piece of equipment only once every 5 years. So if a family, such as mine, with health coverage through Priority Health, has met our deductible and out-of-pocket and had a need and qualified for a piece of equipment, then we cannot go back to that insurer for another 5 years. Or if someone just doesn't have the insurance, so your service is critical in this community. Tell us a few other stories about families whose lives have been changed through your services.
Yeah, you know, it truly is amazing, that policy of one every 5 years. We have clients that we serve with extremely debilitating diseases. So they might be diagnosed with
For instance, ALS, which we know people succumb to very quickly, unfortunately. And so when they're diagnosed with it, you know, a manual chair might be in order for them for freedom and independence. But as their disease progresses, unfortunately, their freedom and independence does also. And so a power chair comes into play so that the family is not not pushing that person everywhere that they need to go. So they have a quality of life. So their chair tilts back so the family's able to feed them. Just so many things that we take for granted that these families are extremely grateful for. We helped a gentleman last year right before Thanksgiving with ALS with a power chair, and he was able to eat Thanksgiving dinner with his family, and they were able to feed him at the table with the rest of his loved ones because he had his chair. So just, you know, it's things that sometimes we take for granted as sitting at the table on Thanksgiving with our family that this gentleman didn't have. And so they were extremely grateful for that gift of just that day and then the freedom and independence he had.
The independence we all take for granted, the ability to open a door in front of us, to move through a zoo, to go up a hill, and any one of us could face a disability, a temporary disability through an injury or medical condition, and that is lesson right there of the great need. I invite our listeners to go to your website to learn about your vision, your mission, your belief that access to mobility equipment is the path to independence. Mm-hmm. And what I love about your website, and it's alternativesinmotion.org, is the fact that it talks about the process of acquiring a piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And that could be a barrier right there if people don't know where to go, who to ask. So again, alternativesinmotion.org is a great website resource.
Colleen, what is the process? One is listening to this this conversation and needs your help.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of red tape. We have a board that's super dedicated to helping people with disabilities and need. And so we have a one-page double-sided application that we work with, and we really want to, you know, place the equipment safely and properly. So we have an amazing staff. His name is Eric. He's our program coordinator that takes great pains. And when we place a piece of equipment, especially a piece of power equipment with someone, it takes hours to do that, to make sure the chair is perfect for them. I call power wheelchairs kind of snowflakes because, you know, everyone with a disability is different, and the chairs are too. So it takes us a lot of time to make sure they're perfect for that person. But that's exactly what we want, for it to be perfect for them.
You really open up the world to individuals and families. I'm looking at this young boy.
That's Luke.
And to tell you the truth, I'm starting to choke up because all I see is happiness on this young man's face. And it brings me back to when our daughter was that age. And had she not been able to go to a museum or go to a park. So, I mean, that face, the joy, the possibilities, the independence that you bring, that brochure is great. That says it all.
Thank you. Yeah, Luke had a stroller, and his mom would push him in his stroller. And he gained the use of his arm, so they wanted him to have a manual chair. And, of course, they were denied from their insurance because they had a stroller for their son. But what was really neat story, Steve and Shelley, about Luke and his amazing family is his moms were texting me one morning and said they had just come back from church. And it was the first time he had his manual chair at church, and he was all over the church. And it was things he couldn't see before, people he couldn't engage with before. And so his whole world had just opened up. And so it brings joy to my heart to hear those kind of things and have families experience that and have Luke experience church in a different way and just think of all the other things he's experiencing differently in his chair. And so amazing families and beautiful children in our community that deserve mobility equipment for freedom and independence.
Yes, and yet there will be another Luke that reaches out to you most likely in the next week or two because of the good work you do. Steve?
Well, if our listeners have missed any part of this interview with Colleen Davis, Executive Director of Alternatives in Motion, please visit the WGVU Radio news page mid-afternoon today under Mutually Inclusive, and you may hear all of this interview right at that spot.
How can the community help, Colleen?
If you have a gently used piece of mobility equipment, please call us. We'll come and pick it up from you. You can use it as a tax deduction. And if you know of anyone, your neighbors, your friends, your family, that is in need of a piece of mobility equipment to get out and enjoy our amazing community, please call us and we will work with them and we can deliver the equipment also.
Little Birdie tells me that you'll be back here on the show shortly. I know you've got an open house this summer and a call out to volunteers and those who do want to serve. So we'll get you back in the house, Colleen Davis.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Colleen Davis and Steve Chappell, for this weekly edition when it comes to focusing on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our great community. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Thank you, too.